It's only July, but we need to talk about wildfires. More than 2 million acres have burned so far this year. It's a big increase compared to this time last year. The largest of the fires is in South Central Oregon. The so-called bootleg fire started a week ago. So far, it's destroyed several homes in Klamath County and also damaged a major power transmission corridor that provides electricity to California. Joining us now for the latest is Eric Newman, a reporter with member station Jefferson Public Radio. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Tell us more about the geography, where this fire is burning, and why it's so challenging for firefighters to get a handle on it.
It's burning right north of the California-Oregon border in Klamath County, like you mentioned. It's a large rural area of forest and high desert. There's miscellaneous small communities that are sort of out in the woods in this area. And the real challenge for firefighters is the dryness and the weather conditions that have been creating extreme fire behavior. Basically, there's just bone dry conditions because we've been in this drought out here in Southern Oregon. Firefighters, I was out at the fire camp yesterday, and they just described it like September conditions in a drought year, except we're in July. So the trees and the grasses are extremely dry. Over the weekend, firefighters had to retreat from the fire for safety. So it's just a very challenging situation.
And as we said, some homes were destroyed, but I also wonder how serious the damage is to the power transmission corridor that connects Oregon and California.
Yeah, as of yesterday, yeah. So there's these huge power lines that go from Oregon to California, bringing power to California. As of yesterday, folks from the utilities were inspecting the power lines to find out what sort of damage there was. They were de-energized over the weekend out of the concern as the fire burned across them that they could damage the power lines. But as of yesterday, they didn't have information specifically about what that damage was. When they de-energized them, that's what created the flex alerts in California warning about, you know, encouraging people to conserve power because there would just be less available. We should know, I would assume, in the coming days if there was real damage. But right now, I don't have much information about that.
We spoke to you last fall when another fire leveled two towns, Talent, Oregon, and Phoenix, Oregon. The criticism back then was that people didn't get notified about evacuations. What about this time?
There hasn't been criticism about evacuations so far. I think everyone is just really nervous about this wildfire season. So there's a lot of proactive messaging that's been going out. Again, these are also fairly rural communities out in the woods. So whereas last year the Alameda fire burned really through a few towns and there was a lot of people that were affected, this is a smaller population in the woods. So just having spoken with deputies from the sheriff's department, they've been out knocking on people's doors, getting them to leave. Although there have been some challenges with actually getting people to get away from their houses and leave their livestock and that kind of thing.
Eric Newman is a reporter with Jefferson Public Radio in Oregon. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.